You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We're in studio here with the co-founder and president of Innovim, Dr. Shaheen Samadi, is here with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Shaheen, Innovim was founded in 2002 as a woman-owned IT company for government services. You reached number 705 on the 2008 Inc. 5000 list, and you've appeared on the list since. Explain what your company provides for folks.
Sure. Innovim is dedicated to providing exceptional scientific and technical support services. We bring significant experience in four areas that we consider them to be our core areas of competencies. And these are providing support services for earth space sciences, development of large-scale data processing systems, including data management, archival, and delivery systems, systems engineering support in particular for all phases of remote sensing instrument development and operation, as well as project management expertise to manage large and complex projects. We currently provide this type of support to civilian scientific agencies such as NASA, NOAA, and USGS.
So you're a bunch of scientists who do a bunch of tough things for the government. Is that should be your new tagline?
Well, it's science support services. So we have a lot of technologies and science support services that we support NASA and NOAA scientists.
And so, as a leader, one of your challenges is you're managing a higher level of PhDs and higher degree individuals.
That's true. We have actually about 70% of our employees have postgraduate degrees, and 30% of them have PhDs.
And you founded this with your wife, who's a marketing executive.
That's true.
And she kind of comes from the marketing world, runs that division, and then you run operations.
That's correct.
And so you can cut her marketing budget, or she can cut your operations budget?
Absolutely. She's the majority owner, so she can definitely cut my operation budget.
And you state in your company tagline that you are a woman-owned company. And so I wanted to ask you, since that's a part of your tagline, does being a woman-owned company doing government services make a huge difference in obtaining government contracts?
Not a huge difference. I mean, definitely there is quota for women-owned and minority businesses, but not as much.
So you could have, you know, you felt like you could do this company either way, but you had skill sets that were amenable to each other.
Absolutely. We complement each other. She does bring a lot of marketing experience, and I bring a lot of engineering and operation experience.
And speaking of that experience, you previously, prior to forming Innovim, Dr. Samadi was the chief technology officer and senior vice president of Merkle Data Technologies, a company with $300 million in revenues.
That's correct.
And so you worked at this big machine, and then you said, hey, I want to start my own business. And so you had to buy your own stapler. Right?
Right. Actually, prior to that, you know, I worked for NASA for many years. And then in mid-90s, I went to private sector. And I worked for large, medium-sized, and startup companies. But they all had same thing in common. They all had to process large amount of data. I worked for a publishing company that were trying to go from print material to electronic. I worked for a marketing company that had to deal with a lot of data in the marketing, especially supporting their Fortune 500 clients, and as well as a startup company that was a streaming media company. So, you know, I learned a lot from these companies, especially in the last few years. Private sectors have done a lot of work advancing some of this technology. So it was a great opportunity for me to learn both the technical as well as the managerial. You know, experience was very valuable to me.
And you enjoy incorporating the business side as well as your scientific side.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoy doing both. And, you know, I'm kind of lucky because I can do both of them at the same time now.
And a lot of leaders who do both struggle and they say, nah, I spend 90% on operations. I don't get to, you know, play in the field anymore and do science. Do you feel that way or is it fairly balanced?
Well, you know, it's fairly balanced because the reason it's important if you're managing a company to know what you're doing, to understand your engineers, understand your scientists, as well as understanding your clients. And all of those things are extremely important in running a business. So it's important to have a 50-50 balance. You know, of course, you can never have a great engineer turn them into a manager because sometimes you don't get a good manager. So you have to kind of leave people alone about, you know, the type of things that they do. Some engineers don't want to manage any people. But, you know, I kind of enjoy doing both. And in a way, as I said, I'm lucky doing that right now.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Now, you, in 2008, had 43 employees with $2.5 million in revenue And in 2009, you had 31 employees with $3.6 million in revenue. And currently, you have even more employees, around 60. What have you learned about the right employee-to-revenue relationship?
Well, in our line of business, I mean, the metrics goes about, because we are service providers, employees bring revenue for us. So a lot of our employees are billable people supporting our clients. So their ratio is almost, one-to-one about the amount of revenue we bring in for every $100,000 per employee or something. Some other business model could be different. Ours is service-oriented, so it's a little bit different.
So makes it that wasn't one of the things you had to navigate as a leader.
Well, I enjoy dealing with a lot of people. I mean, of course, if you don't have to have such a big payroll in the revenue that you bring in, it makes it much easier. But, it's our line of business, and that's the way we do things.
Do you, as a leader, do you have trouble with adjusting if a contract ends and there's not extra work for that employee, managing that, like thinking ahead, can I get two contracts in a row for them? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's extremely important for us because a lot of these contracts have a term of, a few years, 5 years. And, when we hire some of these employees, they become part of our family. And it's very difficult as, the contract ends to whether let them go to new contract or, find other jobs. So we try to plan ahead a lot of times. We try to manage our marketing and business development activities in a way that we overlap each other. So this way, when we know a contract is ending and if there is a possibility for us not to gain to recompete for that particular contract, we try to go after something similar so we can utilize our people.
Now, I have a Forbes business quote for you, okay? And we do this each Leaders Portfolio show so that you as a leader can comment on it. This is from Elbert Hubbard. One machine can do the work of 50 ordinary men. No machine can do the work of one extraordinary man. What are your thoughts?
I mean, that's interesting. I think machines are great in doing certain things. I mean, definitely if we can define a solution algorithmically, that means, step by step, we can define what they have to do. They can be extremely useful. But there are certain things that, even though with the amount of technology advancement that we have seen, they haven't learned to do. And that's adaptive learning and intelligence and reproduction. And, when the computers learn how to do those, then we're all in trouble.
Now, we're speaking with Dr. Shaheen Samadi, co-founder and president of Innovum, and you served as an adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins University. You also have a PhD and MS in computer science and a BS in electrical engineering from George Washington University. So you had a number of things you could have done when you graduated. One was join academia full-time. Another was, work for someone. Another was start a business. And so you settled on this now, Innovum.
Right. And, that, as I said before, I think this is a great opportunity because I always like building a new business and, seeing it grow. And I also like the technical aspect of my work. Having the opportunity to work on some of the most challenging problems, especially when you work with clientele such as NASA and NOAA on some of the remote sensing satellites, especially in the time that, climate is becoming to be extremely important and how to manage this amount of data that the satellites bring in and try to manage those things. In the technical aspects of it are extremely challenging and interesting. Now, being able to have my own company and manage that company in a way that, we can become one of the best companies providing this type of solutions is also very challenging for me. And I enjoy doing both of those.
Excellent, excellent. And your company, Innovum, you also are involved in a lot of different community service aspects, which we really value here at Leaders Portfolio because, we believe in companies that care about leadership and serving and ethics. And so one of the things you do is flying combat wounded veterans. You do mentoring of women in technology. And so I had a question for you as a leader, which is, do you make community service a condition of employment or do you create a culture that fosters employees then doing community service?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, what I try to foster as a leader of this company and what we've tried to establish in our company is a balance. And our employees, over the years, we've given them a lot of flexibility. I mean, we know Work is extremely important, but it's not everything. And they've, you know, we care about family. We care about, you know, our spare time, you know, spending time with family, as well as, you know, doing things outside of the work environment, like helping others that are needed. And that has been extremely important for us because a lot of our employees have volunteered to do things like that. And, you know, they and we've just supported them as much as we could to do that. But, you know, a lot of those things are employees' ideas.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Dr. Shaheen Samadi here with us, and he's talking about community service within corporate culture. Now, has your wife offered you a leadership principle? Or many? The correct answer is many, right?
Right.
And so you run this business with your wife, who does marketing as well. And so how do you end your business day? Do you talk about business at night?
You know, we try to avoid that as much as possible. You know, on a day-to-day activities, you know, we can work independently. I mean, but when there are strategic meetings, you know, that decide, you know, okay, what is the direction that we want to go next? And if there are disagreements, that definitely that will continue going into our spare time. And but on a day-to-day activity, we try to leave each other alone as long as, you know, we're all doing okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for being on Leaders Portfolio. We're here with Dr. Shaheen Samadi, co-founder and president of Innovum. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Want to thank the supporters of leadership at Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, VA, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We appreciate businesses that care about leadership. I enjoy speaking with you every week about leadership on Leaders Portfolio. It's an honor to talk to different CEOs across the business area about leadership, to see what they've learned, and to share it with you and to learn from them. All here on Leaders Portfolio. This has been Dr. Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.